having some serious technical difficulties at my house with my Christmas tree.
What's going on?
1-800-330-9999. What's on top of your tree and how do you secure it? Now, I'm not an idiot. I know that most of tree toppers come with like a, it's like a piece that has like a hole in it that's supposed to go to the top of the pointy edge.
It's like
of the
a
tree.
Big spring wrap
like a
around
spring
thing.
Or something.
Right. It looks like a spring, but it's like, you know, it's supposed to go over the branch.
But I mean, technology has to have come further than where we are now.
No, I have to agree. They're terrible.
So every year I put an angel at the top of my tree. This year I decided I was going to do something different because the angel is forever falling off, and then she looks sad, and it's like she's tilted, she's leaning forward. Sometimes I come downstairs, and she's like halfway down the tree, hanging upside down. Yeah, and I was like, this year I saw like a really beautiful star, and I go, you know what? Who says I have to have an angel? I'm gonna put this star on the top of the tree. So I get it, and I get home, and I'm so proud.
Yeah,
and I go to jam it on top of that branch on the top.
Sure,
it won't go, it won't fit. So I tried everything. I tried taking a knife and like shaving it down to fit it inside.
The branch?
Yeah, the branch.
The holder, okay.
The branch, it didn't work.
Yeah.
I finally gave up and I said, you know what? Duct tape. And I just, I duct taped it to the top of the tree.
Yeah. And my husband, how is it doing? Is it moving or is it secure now?
Oh, it's legit. It's nice.
Good.
I took like the garland that like I wrap around the tree, like I use this burlap thing, and I kind of hid the duct tape so you can't see it.
Perfect.
Right. That's what I said. I was
so
like,
what's the problem?
Yeah. My husband says it's not right to have duct tape on your Christmas tree, which doesn't seem right to me because he uses duct tape for everything else in the world.
I was going to say, I mean, it seems odd to me. So I have the reverse problem. So you've got the topper with the squiggly thing that goes underneath it that's supposed to fit on the branch.
Yeah.
And it's always like that thing is 10 times larger than the actual branch that you're going to put it on.
Yeah.
And I have a pretty sizable tree. So you put it on there and it just kind of falls over on itself.
Yeah.
It just, you know what I mean? And like you said, like the angel falling ahead, you know, banging its head on something or whatever. And with the star, like we have a large giant metal star on there.
Yeah.
If that star comes rolling down the side of the tree, somebody could get hurt.
Yeah.
Somebody could get injured.
What do you do to secure your topper to the tree? And what is your topper? 1-800-330-9999. Anne and Raven.
Okay. So on the top of my tree, I have an angel. I use a barbecue skewer to go sort of up the angel. The angel sits in it. And so like a stand so that it's sturdy. And then that goes in the tree.
You put a barbecue skewer up your angel's rump-a-dump-dump.
Well, it's got two pokers on there. It's going to keep it nice and level. I mean, it's not the worst idea ever.
It's true. It just seems not right for the angel.
You know what? Yeah. An angel already got its wings. All right? That angel went through worse.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
This is nothing.
What's on top of your tree and how do you secure it? 1-800-330-9999. She just gave us permission to share this picture on our Instagram and Facebook.
What's
at Anne on Raven. And I can't wait. Producer Sean, can you put this picture up everywhere right now, please? We are asking, what is on top of your Christmas tree and how do you secure it? Because I had to use duct tape to get my star this year to stay at the top of my tree. She says she has a Rudolph decoration that her oldest made when he was in preschool. The ears are his hands and it's made out of a toilet paper roll. So it's but it looks like... It looks like Mr. Hankey from South Park.
Remember Mr.
Yeah, but Hankey?
How can Rudolph look that way?
Wait. Hold on. Just look at it. Look at it. Wait, Raven, please. It's the best thing in the whole world. I would like your son to make me one of these for the top of my Christmas tree.
Oh, yes.
I think all toppers should be made out of toilet paper rolls. It's the only way to secure it to the top of your tree without it falling off.
It's actually a genius idea. You know, back in the day, I do remember a lot of the Christmas tree toppers, they were handmade. Right?
Yes.
And so that was the thing, too, is somebody would gift you an angel, and then you felt obligated to use that angel forever after. And you know what? The ones that you buy now, they're not great. They're gaudy and, like, you know what I mean? They never match the rest of your tree. Like, they're not great options.
I am all about using a toilet paper roll to be on
such
top
a good
of my
idea.
Tree.
My wife texted me the other day. I mean, so worked up about it. She's over at her friend's. I mean, she's an hour away. She's like, oh, what are you doing today? I was like, I don't know. I thought about taking it easy, watching some football. She's like, figure out how to make that star stand straight up.
Yeah.
I put a binder.
A binder clip?
A binder clip in there, and then somehow that held it in right in place. Yeah. She came in, she's like, it needs to go about an inch to the left. I was like, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anne on Raven. What's on top of your tree, and how do you secure it?
have a star and it's so heavy and the branch that it's like shoved in, I use cork.
Cork. Cork is a good idea.
Wine cork.
Wine
and
cork.
And it actually secures it. And my guy was like, no way. And I did it.
And I have to drink all the wine.
It's a good idea.
To get the corks. As I explained to my husband why I've had four bottles of Cabernet as I'm decorating the tree.
I mean, that's a normal Tuesday. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's genius. I mean, the fact is that I know that you are surrounded by wine corks all the time when you're looking around at them thinking, like, what can I fix with this?
Right.
Tells us a lot about what's going on there. Good for you. Good plan.
Tana and Raven, what's on top of your tree and how do you secure it?
We have a St. Nicholas light. It lights up. And we secure it with a wire. It connects to the wire, and we balance it.
So wait a minute. So are you talking like you put extra wire on it, or you just plug it in?
No, it's
and then
the
you
wire,
like,
plug it in.
Yeah, you plug it in, and then you just, like, what, sit it on top of the plug?
Yeah, on top of the stick of the tree, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Right up his rump.
The bow.
St. Nicholas has got special,
I get
special
what you're
surprise.
Saying. Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah.
Isn't the bow in the front? Are you sticking it up the front of his pants?
No.
That's even more uncomfortable.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh.
Thank you.
Tana and Raven, what's on top of your tree and how do you secure it?
We have this heavy metal star and every time I try to put it up, it just falls.
So what do you do to actually get it up there, though? I mean, is it on the tree right now?
No, it's not. I'm calling in to get some tips.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have the answers here. I use zip ties for the last, like, 5-10 years. I use zip ties. So, you know, those things that, you know, you use to secure things around the house or if you were kidnapping somebody. Those same things.
Good.
That's what I use for my tree topper.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, duct tape has worked really well for me. You need to have a sturdy branch, though. You have to have a sturdy topper of that branch.
Yeah.
But the duct tape, magic.
All right. I'm going to try it now. Thanks, guys.
1-800-330-9999. What's on top of your Christmas tree and how do you secure it? On our text line, they use Velcro strips, long Velcro strips, they wrote. I don't even know how that works.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you have a long Velcro strip, you wrap it around. It's like a tie strip that you can relocate and change.
Another text says, a long, thin stick that can be tied to the strong part of the crown of the tree, and it'll hold anything of any weight. You just got to go find a stick outside, I guess? I don't know. What is on top of your Christmas tree, and how do you secure it? I had to use duct tape to secure my star to the top of the tree this year. 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I always have a big angel, and you use duct tape, but I use zip ties.
The problem is if the branch itself is a bit leaning, though, you're going to be secure, but you're going to be sideways anyways.
I've rejected a lot of trees because I felt that the top branch wasn't secure enough to hold like a topper. And
right.
My husband gets all mad and I'm like, listen, it doesn't matter how perfect the rest of the tree is. If I can't put something on top, it's a throwaway tree.
Yeah, no, it's the same problem every year, though.
Yeah. Anna and Raven, how do you secure your topper to the tree and what is it?
I secure my topper. You've got to fold over all the top branches to make it nice and thick at the top. I use a star so that the star kind of just slides on there and it's not loose at all.
You fold the branches over. I never thought of that.
I think because I picked such strong branches for the top, I don't think I can physically fold them over.
You don't ever trim off another 4 or 5 inches off the top of the tree? Because I do that. So, Anna, you never cut that piece back? What if you folded that one piece over? You know what? I'm going to try it next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it next year.
All right. Good luck to you guys.
Yeah. Once I remove the scaffolding, the zip ties, and the binder clip that I have attached to it this year, I'm going to try it next year. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Anna and Raven, what do you have on top of your tree and how do you secure it?
Hi. Actually, we have a Santa hat on top of our tree and we fastened a fishing hook to the ceiling or a little hook and then fishing line so that the fishing line is clear so that the hat is sticking up.
Oh, that's really cute.
Super cute.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of the fact that the hat has got a wide base. So no matter what screwed up thing is happening on the top of your tree, you just stick it on there.
Yeah.
And it's not going to fall off. I mean, getting it to stand up straight, that's one thing. But it ain't going to fall off in general, right? My star looks like it's going to come off that thing at any moment and kill somebody.
That's why you got to get the duct tape.
Roll right down the side of the tree and avalanche and spear somebody in the head.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's on top of your tree and how do you secure it?
Well, for years, we have put a candy cane on top. This is the weird part. We use an old banana clip. of my wife's, and we do that, do the same thing every year, tradition.
That's perfect. You didn't know what to do after the 90s with those things, and you're like, I got it. I'll use it to secure the candy cane to the top of my tree.
Put it away in the Christmas tote, right? Make sure that it's there every single year.
Oh, it's so funny.
Perfect.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's on top of your tree and how do you get it to stay?
Okay, so we are actually huge Star Wars fans, and on top of our tree, we have the Millennium Falcon, and my husband has actually like created this like special apparatus to make it stay on.
That sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. I actually had permission to use Star Wars decorations in my basement for the new tree for the first time ever. And I need more time. I need more time to secure the right decorations and put them in place. But this has given me a great idea. I mean, when you want to save the holiday, who are you going to go with? Han Solo, of course.
Okay.
Shows up at the best time always.